Watch, You Crossed the Line, Veteran Rescues Pregnant Florida Woman from Carjacking. By Amy Furr on November 9, 2023. When a suspect allegedly tried to carjack a pregnant woman at a Starbucks drive-thru in Ocala, Florida, an Army veteran jumped in to save the day. Shane Spicer told Fox 35 he lives about 1 mile from the coffee shop and was waiting for his order when the incident occurred, the outlet reported Monday. Law enforcement officers were involved in a high-speed chase with a man wanted for allegedly breaking into a home and stealing a vehicle. However, he wrecked in a nearby intersection and fled the scene on foot. The Fox article identified the suspect as convicted career criminal Michael Prouty. Spicer, whom the Daily Mail said is a retired Army officer, recalled that the suspect ran toward the Starbucks. That was the moment Spicer's instincts kicked in, and he took immediate action when Prouty allegedly tried to carjack a woman. When Spicer got into the passenger seat to try and stop the suspect, he slipped from his grasp. But Spicer was not about to let him go without a fight. "I'm going to get you, buddy. You're not going anywhere now. You crossed the line," he recalled. Moments later, he grabbed him, and video footage shows officers approaching to arrest Prouty. Spicer immediately backed away as the officers took over. "Glad I was there to help," he wrote in a social media post on Monday. There were several injuries as a result of the initial car crash, but Spicer was not hurt during the altercation. "I just knew he was up to no good," Spicer told 352 Today when speaking of the moment he saw the suspect approach. Meanwhile, the Mail report noted the woman who was saved during the attempted carjacking is pregnant. The outlet also said, Prouty has a criminal record that dates back to 2000, which includes 13 felony convictions. Spicer's girlfriend and child were in the car when the scene unfolded. He said if a person has the ability to help someone else in need, he should not hesitate to do so, adding he hopes other citizens would do the same for his family.